I invite you this morning to hear words from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. Selected verses there out of chapter 2 in the Gospel of Luke. Let our hearts now be prepared to receive these words, starting with verse 8. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. There's a message of joy in those words that we hear this morning from the Gospel of Luke. A joy in what we have with the coming birth of Jesus Christ. A joy in the promise that we have, knowing that a Savior is to be born, the Savior of all mankind, a Savior who, despite who we are, loves us, and a Savior who calls the forgiveness of our sins and a hope of an everlasting life. But this joy that we celebrate, this joy that is to come, this joy that has come, this joy sometimes can be taken out of our hearts if we don't guard it. If we think about some of the prayers that we have prayed this morning, some of the places to where we hurt in our lives, some of the things that we're experiencing, we just see just a small sampling of what it is that can take that joy out of our hearts if we're not careful. Now, it would be crazy for me to stand here and say, no matter what you do, you should never worry. Because yes, we know the Scripture tells us to cast our burdens to the Lord, for He careth for us, that He's willing to shoulder those burdens. And there's a truth to that. That is the truth, that our God will shoulder those burdens. But for us to be in full expectation that we're not going to at least have some worry in our lives would be a little crazy. Because we are human beings, and we are going to worry. We're going to worry about the things like paying bills. We're going to worry about being sick. We're going to worry about being where we need to at certain times. We're going to worry about what the future holds. But the point that I hope to make this morning, that I think that is on all of our hearts, is that we acknowledge the greatness of our God. We acknowledge the power that we experience through the birth of Jesus Christ. And in doing so, then we know that no matter what we face, that our God is greater. And that our God is going to be there. And that our God is going to take care of those things that need to be taken care of. But we have to guard that joy in our hearts. That joy that's made possible through the birth of Jesus Christ. To make sure that nothing takes that joy away. But unfortunately, there are so many things out there that do. This third Sunday of Advent, that's what we celebrate, a joy which has come and a joy that will come again. Jesus Christ has been born, and we celebrate that through the Advent season and into the Christmas season. But we also acknowledge that, again, He will also come. And that's the hope that we all have that day when we're reunited with all the saints in heaven. But today our hope and our intent and the promise that we have is to have a joy that lives in our heart, that will displace all other thoughts, and that will be that thing that guides our life and guides our step. But the problem that we have as human beings is we are, I won't say that we're scatterbrained, but we're pretty close to it. We're running here, we're running there, we're running, you know, everywhere. I mean, we're going. And sometimes we forget about those things that are of the most importance in our life. And guarding that joy that we have is one of those important things. Because that's how we celebrate Jesus Christ. That's how we give honor and glory to God, is we put that joy first above all else. Because Jesus came for you and me. He came for the simple, the ordinary, the plain, the poor. He made himself available for us and made an everlasting life available to those who accept him as their Savior. As a Christian people, as a people of faith, we know that Christ has paid that price, that ultimate price for us. And through that payment, through his unconditional love and his giving, he allows us to be, or enables us to be, at peace with God. This past week, when I think about Advent, we know that the Advent season is a season of expectation, of expecting something to happen. We expect the Savior to be born. We heard the prophecies. We hear what the angel said this morning, that unto you a Savior will be born. So Advent is an expectant season. But it's also a season of reflection. It's also a season when we look deeply into our own hearts and say, where is it that we're giving the honor and glory to God? Where is it that we're emulating this love, this hope? Christ is the way, and this joy, and this light, which are the symbolism of the Advent candles. Where is it that we live this out in our life? And I think that sometimes we get too intricate or too complicated with our lives that some of those things are really not there as much as they should be. And that we're too busy and that we don't have the time to let that love, that light, that joy, and the knowledge of Christ as the way and the hope to come out into our daily lives. This past couple of weeks, we've had some amazing opportunities. And I've been in some amazing places to where go for one thing and find myself being part of prayer services and hearing testimonies and seeing God at work in a very special way and seeing God touch the lives of a lot of people. One of the places that I was 2 weeks ago was in a very rural town in eastern North Carolina. Very simple town. There was nothing that happened in a hurry. There was nothing that happened on a fast pace. And in my time there, I was invited to church by different people no less than 11 times. 11 different people invited me to church in the day and a half, well, it ended up being 2.5 days that I was down there. 11 people invited me to church. That's what drove those people's hearts. That's what made them who they are. And like I say, nothing was really fast-paced. It was all really slow. So we ended up going to a church on Sunday morning with a couple, and truly it was a blessing. But even before that, the time that we have with the others and the function that we were there for was a blessing. We talked about kids who were sick. We talked about people who had lost loved ones. We talked about enjoying God's creation and enjoying what God had in store for us. And some people gave their testimonies, shared words of faith, and we prayed together. And we experienced God together. And then this weekend, we were in the far western part of North Carolina, northwestern corner, as far northwest as you can go, still be in North Carolina. Again, enjoyed God's creation. Lost count of the number of times that we were invited to church. Again, very slow pace. We were in the middle of nowhere, and we prayed together, and we loved together, and we talked about God and how God touched the lives of so many people. And so that other word that comes to my mind when we're thinking about Advent, and we had the Advent candles with Jesus Christ as the way, as the hope, as the joy, and as the light. When we think about those messages of Advent, there's another one that's in there as well. Living a life simple, in a simple fashion. And the reason that we do that is that we acknowledge God as all we need. And that God will make sure that our needs are met. And that if we acknowledge God in the way that we live, in the way that we love, in the way that we serve, then we don't run that risk as much of letting things get in the way of what's important in life. And I think that we're guilty of that. I know I am. That I let things that are not so important get in the way of what's important. That I let life get in the way of my relationship with God. That I let life and jobs and all get in the way of my relationship with my family. When what we really need to do is to take a step back. Take a breath. Enjoy what God has in store for us. Enjoy our families. The important things in life. Because I can tell you, brothers and sisters, if we allow it, if we're not on guard for it, then that joy is going to be taken out of our heart. And if I can pick on Barbara just for a minute, and I'm not going to pick on her, I'm giving praise to God. Something that she was doing this week and had some bad things happening with the car breaking down, and she could have chosen to let God take the joy out of her heart when that happened. But she didn't. She kept a positive attitude. She gave praise to God. Things happened. Could have not been in church today. Barbara and Belinda couldn't have been here today because of car problems. But God touched the heart of Miss Helen, and Miss Helen brought them to church today. I get a message from Helen last night about 9 o'clock. I was coming back down the mountains in Ashe and Allegheny County, so that's why I didn't answer the phone. It was ice, and I wasn't going to answer the phone while I was driving. But I checked the message when I got to the house, and she said, I might be a little late. I'm running a shuttle service. But that's how it's important. That's how God works. When we live that simple life, acknowledge the greatness of God, acknowledge what He's doing. Angel and I spent time with a young man that it's kind of funny. We spent a day and a half together and never met the man before, but come to find out we served in the same unit in the Army, but just different companies of the same unit. But shared a hunting blind with him, and a plain country man. But I'll tell you what, his heart was one of God. It was one of God. And some of the conversations we had and the way that he was spent time with Angel, and him and Angel went back and forth with each other, and hearing his story, it was about putting his faith in God first. And you could tell it by the way that he lived. I mean, you could tell it by the way that he lived. And you could tell it by the way that he loved people. And that simple life, that's what we desire. I mean, we've talked about having the faith of a child, but let's also have that life to where all this complex stuff that's out there, let's remember what's important. And today, that what's important is having that joy in our hearts. The angels told us, they stood before the people and said, unto you this day a Savior will be born in the city of David. Jesus, the Messiah, will be born. What does that mean to you? We shared the words of what child is this a few moments ago. And I said it a couple weeks ago, and I'll say it again today. What does the birth of Jesus Christ mean to you? I gave you some homework and told you to go home and think about it. What did the birth of the Savior mean to you, of Jesus Christ? What did that child's birth mean to you? And brothers and sisters, that child's birth is the reason that we can have joy in our hearts today. Because we know where our home is. We know who our Savior is. We know that our sins have been forgiven. And we know that we have a promise of an everlasting life. But let us be simple in those expectations that we have. And a simplicity is that we acknowledge that our God is greater than anything that we can experience. That our God is greater than anything that might be laid before us. Philippians 4 reminds us that we rejoice in something. We rejoice in the Lord always. And it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let gentleness, your gentleness, be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in all things, or everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And then, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So with the turmoil that we experience, some of the challenges that we face, some of the priorities that we kind of get out of order, again, let us remember what's important. Let us live a life rejoicing in the gift that's been made available through the birth of Jesus Christ. Let us be charitable in our love and our service and in our ministry of making disciples. Let us avoid that worry where we can and guard that joy that's in our hearts and remember that God is in control. Let us be refreshed during this season of Advent because Christ Jesus is our Savior. Christ Jesus is our Savior. Nehemiah 8 reminds us, don't be dejected. Don't worry and sad because the joy of the Lord is your strength. So what I say to you today, brothers and sisters, is what a wonderful joy that is. What a wonderful joy it is because on that holy night, an angel of the Lord stood before the people and gave us the good news that a Savior would be born unto all people. And that joy is what we celebrate today. That joy is what we guard in our hearts. And that joy is what we give the honor and glory to God for today. So today we say, praise be to God. Amen.